Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Rage fans. Welcome to another great day and another great show. Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody had a mighty fine Labor Day. Enjoyed themselves. Probably went out and had some barbecue, went to the beaches and went to the races, had some fun, won a little money or whatever. Float your boat. This past holiday weekend, I hope you enjoyed yourself. That's what it's all about, man, you know. Well, gonna get off into what we're gonna talk about. First off, foremost, I'd like to try to get these great tech tips in. If we can get Ernie on here and see if Ernie's here and give us a tech tip.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Oh, man, I tell you what. It was a heck of a weekend for racing. I saw some of the races that y'all had out in Texas. Plus, I mean, up north, man, they had some killer races down in Florida. And it was a racing weekend. It was good. Y'all kept me busy. I can tell you that. I had a bunch of phone calls. And also, you know, we had that special, the Tommy Dog special on bottle heaters. When I hung up with you last week, I had two calls, I mean, just seconds after it was over with, and the next day, I think we shipped out about eight. So, I mean, and overall, we sold about $7,500 worth of bottle heaters, and figuring how much the racers saved on that special, the racers have saved nearly $12,000, because being attached to your show. So, guys, y'all need to, you know, step up and let Tracy know that, you know, he is saving y'all money. Because if it wasn't for him, I would not be able to bring you the specials. And we're going to keep this up. We're going to have something going on, not every month, but we'll keep it interesting and make sure that y'all benefit from listening. I mean, I enjoy talking and as some of them will tell you, it's hard for me to shut up. But back, you know, on a tech tip for tonight, you know, we had a show Monday night, and it's one of those shows that's like, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, I got a phone call from one of the 901 guys, and he said, Ernie, what would happen to a motor if my driver bumped the motor 17 times? I said, well, probably going to take the pistons out of it. If not the pistons, it's probably going to take the bearings out of it. Could blow the crank out the bottom end. He said, well, I was wondering because we had a hole in three pistons and five of them lifted the ring length. Well, so I got me thinking about this thing. And the question Monday night was bump or not to bump, which is the way to go. What are the advantages to bumping your motor? Well, you know, we'll start out with the advantages of bumping your motor. Okay, none. Disadvantages. You're going to kill your motor. You're going to lift the rings. You're going to have a backfire. May launch your intake. And it serves absolutely no purpose. I mean, I know you do it. Everybody does it. And what I boil down to is just like two bull mooses getting on the starting line, and somebody bumps their button, I'm bad. Well, the other guy does his twice, I'm badder. Next thing you know, he's doing it three times. You know, you've got a purge on your motor. That purge is to vent the nitrous line to get the gaseous nitrous. That's the nitrous that is boiled off from a liquid to a gas because of the heat around the line, what might be trapped in the line when you change bottles. Once you see that white blast come up, that's it. It's ready to go to the starting line. Now, if your bottle pressure is too high, you need to bring your bottle pressure down using your purge. Now, if your bottle pressure is too high and your purge will not open, somebody needs to be there with a towel with some ice water on it. You can put that on your bottle, that thing will drop pressure instantly. Pumping that high pressure, and when I say high pressure, I mean it was hot as the dickens in the South, and I'm sure in Texas it was hot too. Some of these bottle pressures would get up 1,400, 1,500 PSI. You were literally hammering that motor with a bottle pressure that nothing is designed to operate at. The nitrous and the gas are not going to be at the proper ratios. It's going to be 33% higher. Almost 50% more volume is going to go in the motor at those pressures. The motor can't take it. Your throttle is open maybe 50, 60,000s. You know, look at your butterflies on your carburetor when you bring it up to about 2,500, 3,000. They're barely open. When you bump your nitrous button, what it does, it actually tries to slam those butterflies back down because the vacuum is created in there, wants to suck them closed. When you do that, signal on that carburetor goes crazy. It doesn't know what to do. You end up, like I say, you can foul out your spark plugs. You can tear up your motor. That's what, like I say, the purge is to get the nitrous ready to run. And I know it's an accepted thing, but when you hit your bump button, you got to remember, you're going from power directly to the solenoids. You have taken out your wide-open throttle switch, your timers, your progressors, any of your safeties that you've got in line. You've jumped out all those to make your nitrous work. Well, that tells me my solenoids are going to work. No. Because there's too many other things that control your solenoid. Your solenoid failure is one of the least things you should worry about. All your electronics is what creates most of the problems with the nitrous equipment. Now, one advantage I can see to the nitrous to using a bump button, and so I'm going to have to change my pace here a little bit. The only reason you should have a bump button is if you're making a pass and you feel for some reason the nitrous didn't come on, you need to get your hand on that button and push it down as hard as you can and force that nitrous system to drive you out the back door. You can win the race that way. If you don't do it, you can lose. I mean, sometimes it's so close, it takes you a second to remember, hey, I can hit this button. Other than that, the bump button will do as much, if not more, damage on the starting line than the complete pass will do to the motor. You know, think about it. It's been around a long time, but what it does, you've all seen it happen. You hurt your motor on the starting line and you don't see it to the finish line. You know, what caused it? You search around. Go back and look at some of the videotapes. Some people wear them out. Willie Dog was saying that up in Virginia, he counted a guy bumping his car 22 times. I mean, 22 times. Come on. 22 times. Somebody should have opened that door and popped him in the nose. I don't know if it was his car or his motor, but if it had been my car, we'd have had a discussion on the starting line. So, guys, you know, give me a call if you got any questions. That's what I'm here for. It's Ernie with right. Monte Carlo Nitrous Oxide. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me see if we got some people. I was on that show, and I want to question probably maybe some guys out here might be curious about. But we don't probably, some of the guys here, man, let's see if anybody on here got a question about that, because I guarantee you probably 98% of the people around here do it. But, Ernie, this is my question, Ernie. If that's the case, you know, and we model a lot of stuff we do after what we see the bigger guys do, the pro guys that run all these classes, got all these high-dollar stuff, we sort of see some stuff they got, and then we try to get it because it helped them help us. You know, if that's the case, what you're saying, what is the reason some of these guys, some of these professional guys still kind of, you know, bleed it through the motor? What reason would that be? You hear guys say, hey, man, I'm cleaning my plugs off, you know, or I'm getting my bottle pressure down. I say, yeah, you can purge to get the bottle pressure, but a lot of guys say, yeah, but I'm cleaning my plugs off, or they just see the professional guys do it. Why is it so you still see some of those guys do it?
Habit. That's the biggest thing. A driver gets into a habit of doing things. He saw somebody do it, he tries it. Now, let me tell you, bumping the nitrous into your motor is not going to clean up your spark plug. It's got more chance of fouling a spark plug because of losing the carburetor signal, the way the fuel is going to fall into the motor. It's not going to atomize. You're loading up the motor, and that's one reason why you see these guys bumping on the start line. You see all those flames coming out of the pipes.
Yeah.
That's fuel that's trying to foul out the spark plugs. That's why you see all that flames. You're actually trying to force the motor to do something that's not natural to it.
Oh, okay, Ernie. We got a full show here, man. It's really running over, and I know some people might be in their head, might be curious about things, and I just kind of want to give some of these guys the opportunity to hear you, Ernie. I go on the Monday night show, but, you know, you hear guys a lot of times, guys, push the one button. If you got a question about it, you know, ask Ernie. They say the dumbest question is the question that's not asked, so you won't get an answer for. So push the one button and ask Ernie. But, Ernie, let me say this. Because you hear it and a lot of people go by it. When a car is making a pass, people see the flames come out the heller and they have a certain color. And, you know, we all say, hey, man, that thing is on point, this or that. Can you explain to people exactly what that flame is, even if it's orange, even if it's blue? Can you tell them, you know, basically what that is regardless of the color?
Yeah, well, when you see flames, and flames have been used to tune a car for years, and it's a good way to tune a car. But you got to remember that when we were using flames to tune a car, the headers were coming underneath the car, and we were actually looking up under the collectors. And we'd also see what flames coming out. A blue flame is normally a good-running, well-tuned motor. And because any motor is going to have some waste because no motor is 100% efficient. A carbureted motor is probably, if it's really doing good, maybe 60% efficient. That means that 40% of the power and 40% of the fuel is going to go out the exhaust and it's going to possibly light. If you see orange flames coming out, that is a lean motor. If you see green flames, that is a fuel additive that's being used by some of the teams to oxygenate the fuel. You know, you come back and you say, man, those are green flames. Oh, no, they were blue. You shouldn't say BS. That's chemicals they're putting in the fuel. If you see white smoke, that's pistons coming out the back end of your car. That's the color you do not want to see. Now, okay, we're talking about headers that would normally come out from underneath the car, which is the normal flow of the exhaust. Now, since we've got cars that's got headers that are coming out the side or coming out the front fender, you're going to get different look on the flames because you can see them coming out the car. Any flames that you see coming out the side of a car on a pass is horsepower that is being lost by the motor. It's fuel that's igniting outside of the combustion area. So with the headers coming out the side, coming out the front of the car, the flow of the headers is not optimal. You lose a lot in the collectors. But, you know, they do get the exhaust out. I think they're extremely dangerous. They had a situation where I think it was up in Virginia with dogs that a guy was bumping his car on the starting line and set a guy's pants on fire. That's a good reason not to be standing on the damn starting line when someone's coming through there. You know, stay totally clear of those headers because you don't never know what's going to come out of them. He happened to get his pants on fire. Just as easy for a valve to come out or the engine explode, hot oil, fuel, and fire. So the reason why headers, I know this is kind of rambling, reason why headers are started coming out the side of the cars is because the cars got so dang low, you couldn't put them underneath the car. You got to remember that on the average header, most of the guys are running eight, have a 4-inch collector. Some of them went to 5-inch collectors. You don't have 5 inches under a car that's only 3 inches off the ground. So they found an easier way to move them. You know, with the old headers, the length of the collector gave you the ability to tune the motor with the exhaust. The longer the collector, the more bottom end it made. The shorter the collector, the more top end it made. You know, it's just like your carburetor. You can move your carburetor up and down. It changes the horsepower and the torque range of the motor. Your headers do the same thing. So with these side exits, it kind of takes the ability to fine-tune that away from you. So
okay, Ernie.
It's probably kind of a long answer to your question, but that's what we're
okay,
asking.
Okay, I got it. I got one more question, then I'm going to see if anybody online have a question for you. I got one more. With you saying that about tuning, okay, you saying that the fire is just, you know, raw flame coming out, it don't necessarily mean a whole lot other than, you know, you can tell which one might be laying up or whatever. How about on a horsepower car, why is it you don't see that on a horsepower car, but you see it mostly on, say, you would see it on an alcohol car, a turbo car, but you don't really see it on a horsepower car?
Well, on a horsepower car, you got to remember what we're talking about. What are flames? Flames are lost horsepower going out the pipes. So you take and start tuning back on the car to get those flames into the combustion chamber. You want to make that motor as efficient as possible. So that's the reason why you don't see the flames. Like I say, the turbo cars, a nitrous car has got so much wasted fuel being injected into it that there's all types of loss of horsepower. You know, all the way up to your alcohol cars, your nitro cars. The nitro car is about 35% efficient. So you're losing 65% of the horsepower out the pipes. So, you know, this is all these things have to be taken in when you're doing a tune-up. There's ways people have accepted things, and there's ways that the motor likes. If you argue with your motor, you will never win because it's going to tell you when something's wrong. If you argue with it, it'll show you which piece was wrong or a whole handful of pieces that are wrong. So come on, guys, push that one button. Let's get some questions in here. Tell me why.
Don't be afraid to ask some questions. I mean, you know, you can learn something here you probably didn't know. Hey, you got a question, Bernie? You curious about it? Why are you talking about this? Because, you know, it's a lot of guys, you know, have the conception about, hey, we all do it, you know, bleeding the car through the motor on the start line and, you know, bleeding flames mean this or mean that. You know, you got a question, man. This is why Ernie here. You know, he's got information that can kind of teach you something. So push the one button. If you got a question you want to ask about either or one of those questions, Sharon, we got in hand, maybe somebody want to ask Ernie about. Well, it looked like she might be, like I might have in the private room. I'm going to go. I see a couple of hands here. I'm going to see if a guy just want to have a question about that. He don't have his hand up or what, but I'm opening the mic and see what he got to say.
All right,
512-1891. Pee-wee, your hand is up. You got a question?
That'd be a hell of a deal.
I'm gonna buy it.
512-1891. Pee-wee, your hand is up. You got a question, Ernie? I don't think he's paying attention. I'm muted. I don't think he's paying attention. Hold on. I saw another hand. I thought, where did it go? I did see Doobie. Was that you? Doobie, looked like you had your hand. I pushed one button again. I thought I saw your hand go off. I might have just kicked you in. But if you got a question for Ernie about this, push the one button and maybe he can give you some answers about, especially about that, you know, booming through the motor thing. You know, what do you think about it? I mean, a lot of us,
well,
we do it. So
I tell you what I'm gonna do, Tracy. I'm gonna kind of keep this subject open for a couple of shows because I want somebody to explain to me, you know, why they do it and the reason why they do it, because you know everybody has a reason why they do something. So, you know,
let me pull one of my veterans on. I'm going to pull one of my veterans on here, and I'm just curious. I'm going to go to this guy, and, you know, he work on a lot of cars. I'm going to pull one of my veterans on here and just see what is his take on it.
Okay.
817-6258. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing
hey,
all right.
Jackie, what's going on?
You gotta,
yes, sir.
What do you think about Ernie's head about that, you know, bleeding through the motor? You know, we all guilty of doing it for whatever reason. He say we do it for more habit. We think we do it for cleaning the motor out or cleaning the plugs off or getting a nitrous all the way up there or whatever. But what's your opinion on that, Jackie?
Actually, man, mainly people do it for showing out more than anything. Most of the cars I build, I'm going to say 90% of the cars I build, when I wire them up, I don't put bump buttons in them. If I'm working on them, I don't need the headache of somebody in there banging on them all the time. But that's just my opinion, and me and my customers go round and round about that. Some of them listen, some of them don't. But, you know, Shannon Jenkins told us that he would use a third kit right before he staged and lay on the third kit since it was so small. It had very little fuel in it. It was mostly nitrous. And he used that to cool the intake charge. But he didn't so much bump it, he laid on it, you know, to cool the intake.
Well, you know, when I was doing some work on my nitro car when I was running the fuel funny car, we built a car to run nitrous along with alcohol and top fuel funny car. And we had four stages on top of a 1471 blower. And we were spraying at that time probably about 3,600 horsepower of nitrous. We had three 10-pound bottles behind the driver's seat. We weren't trying to hide it. We were out there in public. And one thing that we did is when I pre-staged, I turned on one stage while holding the brake. And I sat there and watched the other guy come in. If he staged, I turned on a second stage as I was bumping in. And when I staged, I turned on the third stage. And then the fourth stage was as soon as the car moved, the fourth stage was running. So, you know, the secret to making horsepower is having a car that can hook up and then turn on everything you can turn on as soon as it can. And staging stuff is literally to move the stuff around so we can control the horsepower.
Okay, I'm with you, Jackie. You there?
I'm listening.
You know, that's a question that you hear and you constantly see, and, you know, there's different people have different views, different opinions, but you go to track any given day, and we all guilty of it. And like you say, some do a lot more than others. Some do a lot harder than others. You saying if you purge it, that's good enough. Other than that, it's just more for show. You think it's any more routine?
I'm gonna add something to that, Tracy. When you purge your nitrous and you got it coming out your nitrous purge, which should be right there. A lot of people put them at the T's to go to their foggers. A lot of them put it right at the solenoid, depending on where you got them. But when you turn that nitrous system on, you've got, let's say, 900 pounds of bottle pressure, and it's racing 5.5 pounds of fuel pressure. Now, which one's going to get there first?
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. That was the question I heard. I mean, you know, you feel like, me personally, I think nitrous going to beat the fuel to the cylinder.
Every time.
I mean, it's simple math. You got 5.5 pounds, 6 pounds, depending on what you run, and you're racing 900 pounds. I mean, some of these guys run 1150, 1100 or whatever. I mean, but, you know, let's just say 900. 900 pounds versus 5.5 pounds. You know, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out which one's going to get there first. So when you hear people say, hey, I'm bumping it because I want to get all the air out of my lines and I want to get nitrous all the way up in the solenoid, it don't really matter how much air you got between that purge and that solenoid. The nitrous is going to beat the gas area.
Exactly.
If you got too much bottle pressure or something like that, and you don't, you know, and that's a different story. You'll be saying, oh, man, it went flat, it didn't take it. You know, we know that bottle pressure can be too high. They can cause it to do something if you don't do it. So, in other words, whatever they're saying, it's something different than what mine think it is, what it was, cleaning the plug out or making the car sound more crisp. If something happened other than that and you done purged it, you got a problem somewhere else. It ain't the cylinder.
Tracy, you know I tuned on Kenny Duke's old truck. Chris Harris owns it now. But, I mean, we didn't ever really burn pistons up in that thing. The biggest problem we had was Kenny loved to purge it on the start line. He loved to bang it in the motor, and then he'd get down there and pedal it. And that pinched more rings and made the motor seem to be burnt up. But, you know, we just got to the point where we could recognize the vacuum dropping the engine, and we would fix it before it just completely destroyed the motor. But anyway it goes, you're damaging the motor by either banging it or pedaling it or whatever you're doing, because you're releasing the pressure of the motor, and it's sitting there, you know, in a relaxed state, idling, and then you just bombard it with everything it's got. So it doesn't take, I mean, like Ernie said earlier, they don't make parts that'll hold that much pressure when you just continuously hammer them like that.
Well, you know, when you're at 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 RPMs, that motor is not making any torque at all.
And, well, 2,000 horsepower of the nitrous on top of it, that's just going to actually try to back that motor up for a millisecond because you got so much pressure going down the top of it. That's where you can start breaking parts and having tremendous backfires. So you got to be really careful what you're doing.
Okay, Ernie, how about this? How about on some of these cars that may not have a purge?
Exactly.
In a case like that, what do you, I mean, other than, hey, I recommend you put a purge on the car. I mean, that's simple. Right. But, you know, you got some guys that don't even have a purge. Ernie, you there?
Tracy.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I got you now. And for some reason,
okay. Did you hear what I asked you? Ernie, did you hear what I asked you? What about some of these cars? You got some of these cars. Hey, Mike, somebody's mic is open. Pee-wee, that might be. Hold on, Ernie.
Okay,
that's Pee-wee. Okay, hold on. You got some of these cars, Ernie. That's a lot of cars, especially say guys that got street cars that just use nitrous sometimes, and don't run it a whole lot. Some of these cars don't got a purge on it. Other than recommend them put a purge on it? Somebody's mic is over. Jack, is that around you? Hey, Jack, is that around you? Sharon, check this out.
No, it, it, It ain't me. I've got mine on mute just because, I mean, I it ain't me.
Unless it may be Ernie, Tracy. That's the only other one.
Yeah, my phone is getting funky here.
Okay, so Ernie, what other than putting the purge on these guys that got street cars and, you know, stuff like that, that don't, a lot of them don't have purges on them, what do you recommend in that case other than putting a purge on them?
Put a purge on it. And you also got to remember that your street cars aren't running these crazy compressions and four stages of nitrous. You know, most of those guys are running 175, 200 horsepower. So a quick bump to them, you know, don't do it at idle. You know, just when it's in gear and you're going forward, give it a little bump. It's not going to take but just, you know, a tenth of a second for that nitrous to get there. You know, under the all-out competition cars, you know, most people run the same nitrous solenoid that we do on the street cars. Now, we offer a competition purge kit that will open well past 1,250, 1,300 PSI. We've got a solenoid that will operate in excess of 1,500 PSI. So if you're in a situation, in a condition to where you're worried about, is the bottle going to, I mean, is the solenoid going to open? Can you purge down your bottle pressure? You know, we can supply you with solenoids that'll do that. We don't want you to use them on the nitrous system. They are specifically nothing but full competition purge valves.
Okay. Okay, I just kind of threw that out there for street guys, because you still see some of these guys that, you know, got street cars, got nitrous on, they still got a lot of them, still got bottles in the trunk of their cars and stuff like that. So just something that, you know, maybe some of the guys out there can hear.
Hey, I'd like to add something to that, Tracy. If you don't have a purge solenoid, I recommend you get one. That purge can help in a lot of other areas. I've experienced where guys have made a pass, and let's just say they don't have the shut-off valves in their car next to the shifter, and, you know, they come back to the trailer, or maybe they get out to pick their parachute up, and they don't bleed their nitrous. They don't get everything out of the system. They don't turn their switch off. The first thing they do when they get in the car is they hit the gas pedal with their foot getting in the car, getting over the roll cage. They flood the motor with nitrous and fuel, and then as soon as they hit the gas, they blow the intake off of it. So, I mean, a good practice would be to have a purge solenoid to get through at the end of the pass. The first, I try to teach my guys, the first thing you do before you get out of the car, shut the bottles off and purge everything out the line. It just prevents an accident from happening.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, a purge system it can be used for a lot more things than just you know, getting the bottle, the nitrous to the solenoid. It can be a safety issue as well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Competition cars should have a quarter turn valve.
Okay. Okay, see if anybody else got a question. Sam, I think maybe Doobie had his hand up. I know it might be coming from him. I don't know. Let's check on that right quick.
Doobie, your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody.
What about Doobie?
Is that
you
with the
noise?
No,
that's
not me.
Doobie. I just opened it.
Okay, well, somebody mic. Is Stevie mic open? Somebody got a lot of background noise. I don't know who that is.
No,
that's very
funny.
No. Acting up bad.
Yeah, it's coming from Ernie's phone, Tracy.
Okay, go on, Doobie. Go ahead on, Doobie.
Like, you see these guys with three or four kits, and they want first every kit while they're sitting there. You know, even though they may not have, but by them having, you know, three or four kits, with them only putting maybe 200 on each kit, is that not safe either?
Well, bumping it into the motor is not safe to begin with, no matter how much horsepower you're putting on there. Getting that extra load on the motor at the worst possible time. You know, a purge kit will solve your problems, and bumping into the motor doesn't prove anything other than you're going to make a lot of noise. Obviously, we got a subject tonight that's working pretty good. let's leave it at that, and we might pick us up next week and see what goes on.
Okay, okay, okay. Gene was on the Gene wasn't one for Ernie, was it,
Sharon? I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, Ernie, we appreciate it. We pick it up next week, you know.
Okay. Well, guys, if y'all got any questions, if you want to even discuss this a little bit more, you know, give me a call. It's Ernie, Coffee Card and Nitro Systems, at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROS. And that's about the easiest number to remember. Like I said, we can help you with your tune-ups, any parts, pieces, gauges. Hey, we even have competitions purge kits. They're different. They're not your standard small solenoids. But give us a call, and if we can help you, we'll work it out with you. Tracy, y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Okay, all right. With that said, I guess we got the – you said Ernie is gone, and I still hear that noise. Got to be somebody.
No, because Ernie had not hung up yet. I just closed Ernie's mic.
All right. Okay, well, we want to go to any upcoming event. You got an upcoming event. You want to get on here, talk about your upcoming event. You can push the one button right now. While I'm on here, I guess I can talk about one, and then I know Gene is on here, and I'll let Gene talk about his, but you know, I generally talk about Gene, but I'm going to let Gene talk about here tonight. But I don't know if Big Sleepy on here. I know he got one coming up Temple this month and 2 or 3 weeks on the 20th. I don't know if he on here want to get on here and talk about that. Guys, you got an event, you want to say something about it, push the one button and say something about your event. As you know, Grudge Gene got one coming up November the 15th. Grudge Gene got one going down at Denton, North Star Dragway. And then again, you know, Tommy Dog Drag Racing will close his out December 6th down in San Antonio. So in between there, the one coming up, first you want to say something about it, feel free. So if you got an event you want to talk about, let folks know about it, push the one button, and you can do so at this time. So, Sharon, who we got?
Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Tracy, this is Gene.
Hey, what's up, Gene?
Can you hear me? Hey, not much.
Yeah,
hey. Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, we got that event on the 25th, but we're actually going to add a date to it on the 24th. We're going to add some stuff to it. I'll have my flyer out for the Grudge stuff coming up here very quick. It's going to be a 24th, 25th event. We've already got one pretty good locked-in race. I'm not going to say nothing about it yet. I want to get a couple more of the guys locked in, and then we'll get it out there. But it's going to be a pretty good event. Like I said, I mean, where can you go and watch the baddest fuel altered and the baddest pro mod? You know, all I want to make happen is for the fans to be able to see some side by side 350s. So you're saying
right now you're gonna do it on Friday and Saturday? You're gonna open up on Friday and Saturday?
Yep, Friday and Saturday. So
you're gonna be having some races on Saturday.
We're gonna be the flyer that we have out right now, those races are going to be on Saturday. But we also have some stuff that's going to be happening on Friday. And hopefully, you know, pretty quick I'll be getting my other flyer up and get it out about some of the stuff that we're going to have going on Friday too. So.
Okay, well, that's good. So, yeah, you're doing the added attraction on Friday night to get people to come in and want to do something. I see something on Friday and then come back for a double whammy on that Saturday. So you can come up and make it 2 days.
Yep. But, you know, that other race got canceled for reasons, you know, I ain't going into it. Ain't none of my business. So I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm just happy because I want the racers to come out.
When you say the other race got canceled, what other race got canceled?
That race that was at the Motorplex, that King of Texas, October 24th, 25th race, it was canceled.
Uh-huh. It's canceled?
It got canceled. Okay. I believe it got canceled Monday or, I'm sorry, Wednesday or Thursday of last week. There was Chris and I got a talk show. We got on and talked about it, stuff like that. But
it's
you know, it is what it is. And like I said, you know, I mean, I wish everybody had worked together to quit putting the stuff on top of each other. It'd be a hell of a lot better. I had to get a better show, but, you know, we're going to continue on with what we do. And I think the October 25th race is going to be an event that many people ain't never seen. You know, we got a lot of best of threes instead of just, you know, one race. So if somebody gets lucky, you know, everybody there is going to make three hits, so three races. So it ought to be a good event, man. But like I said, I know Frankie, you know, he said on Kill everywhere he goes, and I know that Harrod guy, he's talking some pretty good trash right now too. So, you know, I'll have the track ready to do some runs of 350, so hopefully we'll see some side-by-side 350s that night.
Okay, Gene, all right, appreciate that. That's October the 24th and the 25th, as has been now announced. North Star Dragway is going to put on an event you haven't seen before with some of the fastest cars in the country. So we know Frankie Taylor is definitely one of them. So, hey, what can you say when you got Frankie in the house? You know, hey, who wants some? All right, Gene, anything else?
No, that's it, man. Appreciate what you do.
Okay, man, no problem. All right, Sharon, we got another hand. Somebody got an event. You want to come up on, Sharon?
Yeah, I've got T-Mac open, but I don't know if he can talk. Emmett, Danny Boyd,
yeah,
whoever's
I'm real.
On. Okay.
Oh, well, go ahead. Let D&D. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody out there. And, Tracy, we want to thank you for the opportunity, man, to come on and tell about such a great show that we're going to have. That's this Saturday, September 6th, Prescott, Arkansas, Prescott Raceway. We got 315-29 shootout going on over there. $1,500 to the winner, $500 to the runner-up. We actually looking to have a whole lot of grudge races over there. We was thinking about having two shootouts, but we're going to just go ahead and have one, so we want to make sure we can get all the grudge races in. One grudge race is for sure we got locked in over there is Nightmare and Dunye, Fade to Black against the Nightmare. That race is locked in. And also Dunye running Tony Thornton over there, so Nightmare and Dunye going to get it on 1 hour after Dunye and Tony Thornton's race. And, man, we just really want to thank everybody that has supported us in this show. You know, we hadn't been doing this long, but, you know, we're doing our best to put on a good show for our fans and also show the racers that come out to support us a good time, man. And we just mainly coming on tonight to just tell everybody that can help us with this show, man, that we really appreciate it. And we banking on it being a really, really, really nice show. I mean, we got so far committed to come down, Nightmare, Debo, Tony Thornton. I really probably shouldn't try to name everybody because I'm probably going to leave somebody out, man, just a host of racers from Texas. We're going to have 901 in the house, prime time. It's so many. I don't want to leave nobody out, man. But it's going to be a great show, man. We just wish everybody can come out and have fun with us. It's shaping up to be a hell of a show, man. We got a lot of races out of Texas that's coming down. I mean, and those guys from the East Coast say they're going to come over and try to, put something on y'all down there, but it's just going to be a great show. I mean, it's a little closer for them guys to meet up with the Texas racers. So, hell, I'm just excited about this race, man. I'm just probably T-Mike or some of the other guys might have something else they want to add, but I just really want to just tell everybody I appreciate them, man.
Okay, man, appreciate that, man. And, I'm planning on being in the house, showing y'all some support and stuff. Planning on coming down there. I hadn't made the Prescott, so, I'm planning on coming down there and check y'all guys out, showing y'all some support as well. Hey, T-Mac, you got something you want to follow up with?
No, man. Hey, he pretty much said it all in a nutshell, man. You know, we appreciate everybody for the support. And, like I say, we're going to turn up and show out. We don't know with who yet. So, you know, we got an open contract. You know, if anybody listening from over that way that plan on coming, you know, that's pretty much like us. So we're going to try to, you know, show out, you know, do what we do, Tracy. You know what we do. When we, you know, when we go to a track, we're going to race somebody. So.
Yeah, y'all going to race somebody. All right, man.
Probably more than one time, you know.
All right, we ain't got long
now. I got something to add, Tracy. Who on there want to hit the one brother who want to get locked in and let BET accommodate you? Who's trying to get fucked up?
There you go.
Who's trying to get fucked up in Arkansas this weekend? Hit the one button. You need a lock in? Let BET accommodate you. Hit the one button. If you try to
see
go.
Hand go
up. Races over him. Some of that go fast shit over him. That's right.
All right.
Hit the one button, Texas. What is that, Texas?
Ain't no new hands got up. We got some hands already up. We gonna go to the line and see what's on their mind. See if they got something to say. We gonna see what they got. It might be somebody might be on here talking about that. I don't know. But hey, Sharon, let's go to the line and see some of them other hands. See what they got to say.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Hello, Birdland. It's Alley Cat. Wanna see how everybody doing? I ain't too much. Wanna let everybody know about. So rain out, I apologize. You know, Mother Nature got the best of us. At the Let's Get It On race, I had to cancel, postpone. But we do have a new date. Keep your eyes open. We already had to change the format up a little bit. It's going to be very interesting already. We're going to let everybody know by Wednesday the new tentative date. Keep your eyes on Facebook. Pull me up, Alley Cat Sound. And BET, talking about somebody won't lock in. Are you talking about somebody else's car or are you talking about your car?
Well, you already know, Alley Cat, what BET do, man. Don't come on here with that fake shit now. You already know what
BET
do.
Man, I don't know. I'm going by what you just said. Anybody
hit
the one button.
I just said I will accommodate you. That's what I said.
Okay, I asked you a gentleman question. You talking about with your car or a borrowed car? Hello, am I talking English?
A car that I represent.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, okay.
You scared by your dog, Alley Cat.
Say what?
I said you scared by your dog. You know, BT will get you fucked up now.
Hey, I run dogs up a tree. Remember that now.
Well, remember that. BT will get you fucked up, boy.
I tell you what, nothing BET owns. Don't outrun me.
Yeah.
Now lock that in tonight. Well,
that's what your mouth said. Get
the I'll load that motherfucker up in the trunk and I'll be in Arkansas. All right, now you feel up there. We got Chinese arithmetic on here now.
You say you don't
understand
in?
Nothing. I won't lock in with your car. You got a car, don't you?
I wonder why.
Now everybody's been knowing BET. For a long, long time. They know he represents more than one car. He got locked, he can lock them in the way you pretty much feel with them. But then when he get ready to lock in, they want to ask him about his car and all this stuff.
Hold on. Since you got a problem with that, that's what's wrong with the grudge game. Everybody want to talk with somebody else.
Let me ask Tommy Dawg. Tommy Dawg.
What's that?
Tommy Dawg. Now, I think this
yes,
is a good topic. Let's put the topic on BET. I'm like my partner, Q. Everybody know that got common sense know what BET brings to the game. How come every week in and week out, it's always, when he say lock him in, they pretty much know who he represent. It ain't no secret. He represent 901 and a few other teams. Now, everybody that own a vehicle, I own a vehicle. I don't drive. So why is that always an issue when this man trying to create action for the grudge game? We always talking about we want more racing. But when the man trying to create action, it's always about his car or what he going to set in or what he going to drive. Everybody don't drive. That own a car, you know. So why is it that it's making it so different when he come and try to create action for the grudge game that we love so much? Now I want to know the answer to this myself. Now,
well, my answer, I know what BET doing. I know what a lot of others do the same thing. Maybe you need to ask the people or call the names of the people who have that problem. Alicat one, he already talking.
I'm not gonna point one finger because I'm hearing it in all kind of different directions. It ain't just on this show; it's on shows all over the world. It all boils down to what he
you don't
want to
ask me.
Or what he can drive.
You don't want to ask me.
Alicat, trust me. Yeah. Man, there's no man that put on a pair of pants and I'm scared of him. Trust me. But
ask me the question then.
Listen. You ain't. Hold up. You heard that in the beginning. I asked Tracy, because it's Tracy's show, could that be a topic? Now,
since it's been put out there, and since you say it's been happening on many shows, and Alicat was speaking to BET, since we already own that, we're going to let Alicat give his answer to why he say that. That way, BET can address Alicat. That, you know, we can ship. So we can ship on that right now. So at me, Alicat, you can ask the T Mac.
Yeah, there you go. Now I'm asking you the question, Alicat. Hello.
He rather fake ass race than real race. That's why he asking the damn shit. He's scared.
Man,
he needs to goddamn get out. He need to get somewhere and hide.
Alicat's still there.
What, is mute button malfunctioning or something?
Well, if anybody else see it, you know, have a problem with it, because they say it's been a problem, BET get on here and he go down on people, but BET done made it clear time and time again that's his job, that's what he do, he be trying to create action. But if anybody else want to answer the question or have a problem with it, they open it up for discussion. And if anybody else have a problem with it, want to say something about it, push the one button. And, hey, let it be answered. Hopefully, Alicat come back on and give his version of it. He's on here.
Yeah, come on. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Anybody
else push the one button? Got a problem with that? I think it's a problem. I think it ain't right. It happens everywhere you go. You got a lot of people that don't own cars, that don't drive cars, but you know they're known to represent certain people in certain cars. I mean, it happens. It happens, you know, all over. You know, it happens a lot right here. So, you know, is there a problem with it?
It happens all the time because if you think about it, when you're trying to get a race locked in, Trace, I'm willing to bet that you don't always talk to the actual owner. You would talk to a representative or somebody from that camp that can possibly lock a race in. I mean, you don't let it just stop at the owner when you're trying to get a race locked in.
Yeah, anybody want to answer C-Mac? I mean, you know, the man that kind of put it out there, I mean, it's a lot of people on here, but, you know, you got a chance to address that if you want to address it, you know. Or if it's BET, if you want to take the time and explain the two sides of every story, you kind of heard what happened. So if you want to counter it and say what you want to say, go ahead and say it. So the ones who might not push the one button, that might not understand it, maybe you can give some clarity to them, BT.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody should know. I got a world syndicate talk show, as well as you, Tommy Dog. I've been at one for a couple of years now, and I've been representing.
Hey, BT, hold on, that is here. Hold on, let him out.
Hey, I apologize. I dropped off, man. What's up, BET? What you got from me?
Now you addressed the question that T-Mac just asked. Did you not hear?
Well, to me, in my opinion, I feel like a lot of times when you don't talk to the car owner, it caused a lot of issues and a lot of problems. So a lot of times when I'm trying to get at somebody, I like to talk to the car owner, because what I got on my mind and the guy that's talking, we always on separate page. And when you talk to the car owner, first thing he say is, I ain't doing that, man. I ain't doing that. Now we got to negotiate a whole nother race all over again.
Well, that don't be a problem in my case. Every time I'm on the phone and lock somebody in, it's a go. I don't come and lock no car in that I don't have a go on already.
Well, I understand. You might be different than a million.
Hey, Alley Cat.
What's up?
Hey, that's too different. That answer you just came with is not pertaining to what was said. When he talked to you, he said he'll get you fucked up. He was talking about, do you want to race? Then if you wanted to talk to the owner, you should have just told him, well, yeah, I would like to try to bring action down there in Arkansas, but I want to talk to the owner because once I lock this race in, I want to make sure everything is everything, and I don't want nobody in between me and the guy that owned the car. It sounds like...
Wait,
I'm listening to you. Let me finish, then I'm listening to you. It sounds like to me it was more like, if you don't own the car, BET, I want to race whatever you own. That's what I heard. I only want to race you with what you own. That's how you answered it now, whether that's what you meant or not, but that's the way you answered that. So now,
okay,
but now
you got a problem with that?
Huh?
You got a problem with that?
No, I didn't say that. We ain't trying to have no problem. We're trying to have races.
I'll run you too. What you on?
Well, I got a little old truck with 28 on it with a little small block. I mean, if you make a race right here,
hey,
we'll try that a bit.
Hey, what you asking for right now?
Alley Cat, listen here. Check this in out. We just wanted to speak on that, man. We going to sit back
Hold on. See? Y'all call down here every weekend, and y'all talk shit about Texas all the time, and y'all want to call us all of our names. Now I'm on here to hell of y'all ass. But what y'all want to do?
We don't have no problem with nobody in Texas.
Hold on, Danny boy. I got it. We love Texas. We race in Texas.
There you go, man. There y'all go sucking titties now. There y'all go sucking on some titties. Cut that shit out, man.
We race more here in Texas than we ever race in Arkansas. So how we don't like Texas?
That's not what I'm saying. Y'all do a lot of smack talking about Texas. What you talking about? What we talking about? How we talking about Texas? That you don't travel? What's wrong with you? It ain't like they lying on you. It ain't like they lying on you. You want it. Here it comes. It's getting ready to come out now. Come on out with it.
But what I'm saying is, it ain't like they lying on you. Don't no goddamn well for Texas. You only want to race in Texas?
Man, look here. It's like I keep trying to tell y'all.
There's enough racing right here.
I ain't got to go nowhere.
Well, I really don't have to go nowhere.
Hey, y'all, let's just stick to the topic, man. We ain't going to worry about that, man, because... I mean, everybody going to have their opinion about everybody, man. I mean, we support Texas 100, man. We've been to Texas. Well, everybody smack, but Alley Cat, everybody do smack talking in Grudge Game, man. Smack talking is a part of it, man. But it's all love, though, man.
I'm ready to smack talk tonight. I'm not taking it personal. Y'all taking it personal?
No. But smack talking don't come before locking in. When somebody try to lock in, that takes top priority. We ain't trying to take it.
Oh, shit. I'm on here ready to lock in. Y'all said something about locking in.
We ain't trying to go to that, man. The man was saying if you wanted to lock in with one of their cars, man, he wanted to lock you in. It's simple as that.
I thought y'all had a Regal Cutter Sonny. Did y'all forget about that car? Yeah, it was a big-time
Cutlass.
I talked to y'all about three weeks ago.
He looking for Dunye, man. That's what he's saying, y'all.
Hey, Alley Cat.
Yeah.
You
the way it came to me was that you wanted to come down here, but you wanted to have a locked-in race. And then, I mean, that came from you. So, I mean, it ain't like we're talking no.
Man,
no,
we ain't got
no argument. We ain't trying to go down, man.
Alicat, who you looking for? Damn, man, who you looking for? We ain't got nothing to run you with. Who you looking for?
Well, y'all, I know that, but y'all came up with a Cutlass. And I really didn't know the car, but
now
I just say, fuck it, I'll rock in with
car,
it. It wasn't a brand national, it was a Cutlass. It was a big time Cutlass.
What are you talking about, Chuck?
Because me, you, and Nightmare was on the phone. One of y'all was on the phone with me, you, and Nightmare was all on the phone talking about it. And I told Nightmare, I don't care what it is, if it's a Cutlass, I run that motherfucker.
Well, I put like this in a pipeline to be down there.
Oh, goddamn. You see what I'm saying?
What's
wrong
with
that?
I'm going to tell you somebody that said they wanted to race.
Well, now you're back. Man, now you're back.
How can't I run the truck?
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Okay, I didn't know. I'm just saying somebody, they were looking for a race also. That's all I would say. I ain't trying to matchmaker. I'm just telling you they were looking for a race.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to bring that black motherfucker anyway, goddammit. I bet not see BET or you.
Well, you're going to see BET.
Well,
goddammit, you're going to see BET. I'm going to be all over your ass trying to get you out them bushes.
Yeah.
I'll be there, goddammit. And don't be bagging up, goddammit, when you see me neither.
Yeah. I'm not a crawfish.
I'm going to have bulldozers with goddamn plenty of diesel, goddamn, when I show up to that motherfucker. Get you motherfucker ass out the beach. I'm cutting all the weeds down. You ain't going to be able to hide from me, goddamn it.
Travis left word if you stay in your lane, he'll give you some get back.
Okay, get him on the phone right now. Get him on the phone. Get Jackie on the phone right now, goddamn it. Sick of this shit. I really wanted to run her out of town, but since y'all want Texas on Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a motherfucker from Arkansas
want to
do something with me, I'm
going to
knock his ass off.
Well, I don't try not to look at it because I can get Travis any day, but see, y'all Arkansas boys, y'all only move around at certain times of the month. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. So whenever I can get to my man, I'll try to go get him.
Hey, Alicat, well, I like you in right now. We got more races than you. How many you got?
I ain't got one, dog.
Oh.
I just brought my car last week.
You got one off because Nightmare beat your goddamn ass. Knocked your dick across the street.
I know
that was my brother's
car. Hey, I put it like this up. We'd have been to Texas, the Tommy Dawg show twice this year, and we raced four times at two shows.
Right.
But we bring an action wherever we go. It ain't like we're
going to turn around. That's that politician shit, though.
No, we go get out.
We've been to Atomic Dog twice. That's that politician.
Okay.
Are y'all Republicans?
We've been to Atomic Dog.
Why you ain't never raised your fire Atomic Dog race then? Do your homework.
I ain't never seen you.
Do your homework
first.
Do your homework
first.
I ain't raced at Atomic Dog before. I have been there.
But you ain't raced?
Alicat.
Yes,
sir. We'd have had oil pressure.
That was a goddamn politics for you right there.
We were trying to make your show. I was talking to Slick about it every
day. I don't
want to
hear that old lying-ass bullshit, politician-ass shit talking about we wanted to make your show. Y'all ain't going to do nothing but goddamn make a comic dog shit.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We ain't gonna get off and all that. We got another mic over. Hey, we got another hand going up. Hey, Sharon, go ahead and hold that other hand on. I think I had
We ain't gonna get in all that.
Y'all fucking with the right one.
Cause I know I talk to my team every fucking day about trying to go to his race.
We're gonna see what some other conquer. You ain't can't like me. I'll go in all day with y'all, man. So we gonna let somebody.
Yeah, I'd rather be trying to lock a race man.
Sharon, go to the next hand.
CJ Madhouse.
See if they got something out there called. I need to get to my topic for tonight. I want to see what we think about this one.
DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, how you all doing today? I'm doing good, doing my thing.
What up,
listen,
man? What up, man?
How you doing, man? Listen, Batman wanted to get in, man, and he called me because he couldn't get in, so he wanted to say something.
Say, Tracy, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, listen here. I just want to clear the air on this event because nobody not saying the real whole truth about this whole event. I'm going to give it to y'all straight because I was keeping 100 with everybody, man. The reason why this event got canceled out there at Texas Motorplex is because they do not want no grudge events out there, period. Okay? It didn't have nothing to do with me. It didn't have nothing to do with Galen. It didn't have nothing to do with Clyde Scott and other guys who was involved who actually rented the track. And had their own insurance. They told them particularly that they do not want any grudge racers out there. Okay? So I'm going to clear the air because it's not told right. You know, I don't know why people have a hard time trying not to explain to it right, trying to make people look bad about the whole situation or whatever, but I'm going to explain to it right so people will know what's going on. Now, the race has been moved, and trust me, it will be coming up real soon. This is what I get from the people who was over the race, who was in charge of the race, who actually rented the whole track. Okay, they didn't want to do it because they said this right off the top. They don't like the crowd. They don't like the people that come there. Okay, so I'm just keeping it. This got something to do with all of us as grudge racers. So people can say what they want to say. I don't want to have no speculations about it. If they don't want us there, they just don't want us there. And I have to give my hats off to Clyde Scott, Gail, and all them guys, man, because the thing is, I have to say this, because they stood up for us, and they told them if they don't want us there, they're not going to be there. So I'm going to keep it real, okay? I don't know why everybody feel like they think they got to. Can I finish talking, Tracy?
You done said what you had to say, though, but you're kind of repeating yourself. Now you say that they don't want no grudge, or you say, and you know, you want to tell it straight. I think you done did that. So you done that, so we can move on away from that. You don't need to beat it to death.
No problem. I just want everybody to know that.
Free man, your mic is open.
Yeah, I wanted to get fucked up.
I'm mad. Y'all damn Tree, I'm gonna see that company, Tree. Tree, you still offering that 1-1 in them goddamn top sports?
What, that old boy down there? Huh? I mean, shit, if ever would have came to San Antonio, he ain't wanted when I offered it to him.
No, I think you're talking about the corner. I think you're talking about the corner.
Who?
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah, thank you. Come at the corner, right?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Stone Cold not running. Treatment don't know who the corner is, BT. He don't know who the corner is.
He don't know who the corner is. The corner that ran Dolomite, that won the top sports belt with Mean Gene this past weekend.
Did what?
He won.
Hey, BT.
He ran.
So he wants the 1-1?
Dolomite. Huh?
He wants the 1-1?
Yeah.
What kind of car is it, Trace?
It's a car like Stone Cold. It's like Stone Cold.
Oh, so it's a baby promo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me...
It's called just like Stone Cold, yeah.
Let me do some research on the BT, and we'll get with you probably by tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sitting around and bored the most. I want to get fired up.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
HD,
your mic is
open.
Oh, HD on
there.
Hold on. What up,
HD? I hear a tree man up there. He don't have to be running, giving out no handicap. I'll raise him.
Bullshit.
Do what? You're just trying to spot me. Who's supposed to do?
Shit, you want to come to Prescott this weekend?
Where's that at?
Shit, BET on that. They get information. We can do that this weekend.
In
Arkansas, HD?
Nah, that's kind of far for me. And then you speak the right way.
Didn't you
speak to Rob last week about raising his own?
Who?
I don't
understand.
Didn't you speak to Rob last week about raising his own?
Yeah, but think about it. Like I told Rock, I'm not coming down there for anybody to do no fucking rain dances and all that old kind of shit. Hold it.
Because you got something for nothing. I'm not through with you. And I'll put up a problem and make it worth your while.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Where are you talking about racing at and what date?
Well, Rock said he's doing a race on the October 2nd, I think.
The 6th or the 7th?
The second.
I tell you what I do, Chief. How much time am I running for?
Whatever you want to run for.
I'm asking you a question, man. What you talking about running for?
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Tell him what we just ran for this past week.
Well, I know, Tree Man. I know they will lock in $5,000. So, and it'll go up.
So, what you saying, you want to do $5,000 and lock in and run for $5,000 or better? I mean, you want to do $1,000, let's do $1,000 on lock in and run for $5,000 or better.
Tracy, tell him what we just did this weekend, Tracy.
Hey, Tree Man.
What?
Them men will do $1,000 and up.
I know it, but I'm not going to talk about no fellow numbers on this phone. Like I said, on that end, they can holler that shit. On this end, we can't. I mean, if I say five or better, I mean, shit, we can make it for whatever you want to make it for.
We can call you after the show, and then you and help us out.
AZ, hold up. Let me show you how I come down, AZ. This is how I come down here. We got to get a neutral. We got to get a neutral beep.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't even let me talk, dude.
I don't want you to finish because you don't understand. You took $1,000 from me out in Texas, and I'm going to get it
back.
Look, if
you're going to listen to what I got to say, dude, I'm going to tell you what's going to get me down there. I'm trying to tell you what's going to get me down there if you want to listen.
Okay, go ahead.
then we do. It could be BET.
Okay,
it could be BET. We need a neutral. We need a neutral BEP man. Okay. Rock need to send me $1,500 fuel money. He sent me $1,500 fuel money. You send your $1,000 to a BT, I send my $1,000, and I'm coming, dude.
First of all, like you said, those things you're throwing out there, call me after the show, and we'll get this taken care of.
Okay. That's cool.
What race are you talking about, Tree Man?
Rock race, right, AC?
Yeah, Rock race.
October 4th. My birthday, man. Yeah, October 4th, yeah. Yeah, I believe October 4th.
Let me be in Orangeburg or Dallas. Tracy, call Rock, Tracy.
Hey, Sharon, get Rock on the phone. Hold on. Sharon, get Rock on the phone quick.
Man, y'all don't know shit tonight.
Hold on. While she getting locked on the phone, we got another hand.
Dre, your mic is
open. Dre, yeah.
Hey, I'm all on the line with Rock right now. He say call.
I'm calling him.
Yeah,
he's
going to call Rock. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, 1 second. Hold on. Well, I got to get to my hot topic because I'm real curious of what people think about that. I've been seeing a lot on the internet about it, and it go away and come back, go away and come back. But I don't want to get started and then Rock them come on here. So we'll see what he got to say. Huh? What happened?
Rock is on.
Yo.
Rock, what up?
What up? Who is this? Who I'm talking to?
Tommy Dog.
What's up, Tracy?
Not much, man. We got HD and Tree Man on here. They trying to set something up for your race, man. And, Tree Man, tell me, you want to say what you said to Rock? You want
to... I said was the new BBC man. BBC. I ain't going for the BBC. We get new to BP man. HD can send him $1,000. HD can send him $1,000. I send him $1,000
on the phone. Hold on. I ain't. You might get off of here and let's talk about racing because you ain't talking about racing now.
No, I'm talking to Rob.
No, but so you calling me the neutral DP man? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm calling the neutral man.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't care about BC holding money, but you have to talk about racing. You ain't talking about raising $1,000.
That's park out money, man.
I'm telling you, it's going to cost you what you did. I'm going to chastise you for that.
Tracy, did you not understand what I said? We can lock in five and we can run for whatever, man. I'm not going to be talking
Yeah. No. I ain't locking in $1,000.
Well, what did you
say? What are you talking about, AC? What are you talking about locking in, AC?
I don't want to – Rock, tell him what we just did, Rock. You want to tell him.
Tell him, Rock. Go ahead, Rock. If you want him to know what they did, so go ahead and say it, Rock.
Oh, where he paid the other deposit in Texas.
No, he wasn't talking about that.
Hey, Rock, the race we just passed.
He's talking about the race that he just did this weekend, right?
You talking about what y'all done. You talking about
what they locked in and what they ran for.
Oh, Saturday. Duh.
Yeah.
What I'm saying before. What I'm saying is this, man. That ain't no problem. But y'all up there on the East Coast, y'all can talk about that type of shit. We can't talk about that type of shit down here, dude.
Okay, well look. I tell you.
What was the lock in, Rock? What was the lock in? Because Tree Man offered the lock in $1,000. AD said no. So what was the lock in?
I think it was 10% of the pot, $2,500 or something like that.
No, it wasn't. That'd be no problem.
Oh, well, I didn't know exactly what it was. I thought it was $2,500 or $3,500 because I thought it was the same thing. No, I'm telling a lie. It was $6,000 for I did know better.
That's what I was saying, the Tree Man. I mean, you know,
I knew better. It's been locked up for a while. It was $6,000 deposit. I'm sorry. I didn't know about that.
You saying
well, Rocky, man, the man telling y'all, Rock, the man telling y'all we can't talk like this down here, man. Y'all get away with that shit.
Listen, I get all that. So what we'll do is we'll get back together and put it all together. Both of y'all want to race, so we'll just get back together off the line, off the air, and let them two work it out. You know what I'm saying? Just get the term straight, and then I think we'll be all right. But we got two people that's willing to race for some cash, so hell, that's what's necessary.
Well,
if I can keep the fireball out of my car, I'm going to race me somebody for cash instead of racing back up to Spartanburg.
Okay.
Hey, well, Tree Man, we'll talk off the air, Rock. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
See what they can come up with.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. Well, I want to kind of put this out here. I'm going to try to get off into the topic tonight. There's been a lot going around on the internet. We've had this conversation before, and there's a lot of people that travel, and there's a lot of people that don't travel, there's a lot of people that race. But the thing that keeps coming up was that we're getting off into September now. We're getting close to the end of the year, and as you know, when it started getting late November, they started talking about these awards, this and that and other. But for the topic tonight, man, in the game of grudge racing, a win is a win. If that's the way the game is, man, and most people race for money or bragging rights, you know,
Some may race for other reasons. But if paying the punk out, if a team pay you the punk out, is that considered a win? Now, we have had the discussion before, but we also had the three-time grudge race of the year and the last year grudge race of the year, and it's come to, you know, people, believe it or not, whether you like it or not, there are certain standards be set in the grudge game around the world, and it sort of trickles around the world, and we try to adopt certain things about it across the country to be unified. Now, that's just been a consensus as far as three-time grudge race of the year and the last year's grudge race of the year with Primetime Tony Fallsbein and 9-on-1 Bad Boys Wit. They both agree because the expense that it takes you to go try to make all these races, to get your team ready, to get your car ready, to travel up and down the road on these highways and get your trailer ready and have blowouts and all the things that it takes traveling this and get somewhere for a team to pay the punk out money, their opinion is, man, that still is considered should go in the win column, you know. But you have people around the country and other areas don't believe that that should be a win. If a person paid the punk out, that's just a default. Now, what I'm putting out here tonight is everybody on this line, give your opinion, push the one button. What do you think? Is a win, is paying the punk out considered a partial win or what? Because the standard is out there right now that it is. So push the one button. Somebody help me out with it and tell me what you think. How you look at it?
Do you got some wrapping paper? Like,
hey, Tracy, I'm going to say this, Tracy. There's no way you can win if you don't compete. How can you count it as a win? You have to compete for a win. And you playing basketball, you got to have a jump ball. You playing baseball, you got to have a first pitch. You playing football, you got to have a kickoff. If you don't have none of those, how the hell can you win?
Okay, if you pay the man the money, that means you lost.
Yeah.
You forfeited.
No, you get the money.
Okay.
No. Trace, let me say something. It's a win to me personally. I ain't saying it for the team. I'm just saying for me personally. Grudge game is a sport. If a team forfeit, they lose.
They lose.
The tree got to fall for you to compete. And if you didn't do none of those things, how can you win? How can you count that as a win? You just got some forfeit money. I mean, I can't see that being a win. Nothing started the event. So how can you win? And all
because you were scheduled to compete. And when you couldn't make, that's just like a boxer. If a boxer come out to the ring and he can't throw a punch, he lose. It's
simple.
If
he cranked up, if he crank up and can't go because his car broke, you can say that's a win. But he never started the event. And in all of these situations you're talking about, if you can't start the event, you can't count it as a win.
Well, I was always, out of years of me playing sports, if you forfeit it, you lost.
That means you lost. Shit. If you park out, you lose.
If you scheduled to do something at a particular place or time and it's sanctioned, then you lose. That's just what I
see.
Push the one button. We'd like to know what some of your other guys think. Me personally, I mean, I feel the same way. You know, you have to, if you paid money, that's a loss. That's a loss to the person that paid it. You know, and like they say, you try to prepare to go, and you can't go, or you got some people get to the track, and they look at a car, and they feel like, shit, I can't have run that car, and they don't even go to the water box. They say, hey, I'm paying the punk out, which is a smart move, but that's a loss. So, you know, I look at it from a racer perspective, and it costs you to do all this. When you can't go, you can't go. If you pay, you lost money. That's a loss. That's just my opinion. how many people big is different guys. Push the one button. We put it out here because you got guys that done paid the punk out throughout the year, and they count it as a win. If you don't like it, come the end of the year, some of these guys going to count that. They're going to end up with months of a win. But the standard is a win. That's the standard now. Should that standard change? Should we look at that? I'm all in favor of a win is a win at all costs. If I paid money, I lost.
Trey,
yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Trey, this is Lorenzo talking.
Who is this?
Can you hear me? It's Lorenzo.
Who is this?
Lorenzo.
Go ahead, Lorenzo.
Hey, how's it going? I can't
right,
disagree with you on that because we had a locked-in race a couple of months ago, a 9 o'clock deadline. We broke the car the night before, worked all morning that Friday, got the car ready. We got to the track. The lock-in was 500 on whatever. So we get a track at 8, well, no, it was about 8:45. The guy's in the stage lane. I'm in the lane tailor. I said, my man coming through the gate. We read the race. We wanted to make a test hit. It was a long line getting in the track. We get in the track. My man comes straight off the trailer and said, forget it. We're going to do it off the trailer. They want the punk out money. How can we consider a loss if we ready the race?
Because
we didn't
y'all
make the test hit. We didn't come off the trailer.
Never did it if y'all had a set time. Did y'all have a set time?
We was at the track. Coming through the gate.
Was you
traffic getting to the track?
Ready to go? Were you in the stage and ain't ready to go at the time y'all had agreed on?
We were 2 minutes after the time. So we were in the lanes ready to go.
Hey, Lorenzo, 1 minute after the time, the DP man can't call that a forfeit, and you owe the money.
Okay, so it's considered a loss then. Even though we're ready to go without a test, and we're coming straight off the trailer ready to run.
You're ready to go. You pay the punk out. You still want to run them. You put up money in the race. Hey, it is what it is, man.
Okay. I know one thing about us is my group, we don't even worry about punk out because we know nowadays races are scary. All week long, we get calls saying they're going to do this or do that.
Lorenzo,
so punk out time for.
You hear some guys that might say, fuck it, man, okay, you're coming today, we'll still race it, and they be in courtesy. But then you get some kind of guys want to win that money at all costs, and they going to take that money. So each his own. You can't say it ain't right. It's fair game according to what y'all stick. You see what I'm saying? So it's just the way it is, I mean.
I think that's fake racing. I mean, if a man there and he's saying he ready to race and he ain't going to make a test hit, I mean, what's you taking the park out money? You got actually making $25,000 to $3,000 or whatever. I mean, you must have been scared. Actually, if you want the park out money, the man just late. And it's not his fault that he's late.
That man want to put your money, he want his money first and make sure you pay him for the park out. Then, like you say, if y'all still want to go at it, then he can put that same money back up against y'all. So, I mean,
you're saying it should be like a job.
That ain't the purpose of the punk out money. The purpose of the punk out money is to have somebody, a group of people with their vehicle, their own time, ready to go at a certain time. Now, you can say it's headed to be 2 minutes late, but by the rules, two minutes late is a loss. So on that money stands for a purpose. So whatever the reason you got there late and you can think that they didn't want to race, they was entitled to the punk out money. And most people will take punk out money and still race. So I don't know, you know, sometimes I've seen it the other way where the punk out money gets taken the other side of the store because they 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes behind thinking that it's better. But at the end of the day, that's the reason you put that shit up. To have your guy there, you know, it's unfortunate because you came and was ready and that they took it, but, you know, that's the stipulation. Like, you got to kind of say to that shit.
Yep. I guess that's why we don't do punk out. We just show up and ready to get it on now. Punk out, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Like I said, you know, today we was ready to race, but traffic was, somehow on the freeway was traffic. So we couldn't, we couldn't want that. But I understand what you're saying. You know, that's the way it goes. Yeah, I understand. But I know us as a group, we are gentlemen racers. We're not going to take a man money like that. Just he's like, get it the big pot. That take, you know, punk $500 or whatever, $1,000.
Well, I hope you learn a lesson then, because he took yours. You better take his.
Well, we don't even do punk outs no more.
Hey, man.
Punk out,
whole world.
Cold
game out here.
Punk out.
Stay
safe.
Your
mic
is
open.
But here's the situation with the Tony race. Neither one of them, they was in the staging lane, but he was in the back of the staging lane. So therefore, neither one of them could race at that particular time, but they was in the staging lane anyway. Tony was in the back of the lane.
Correct.
He was in the front of the lane.
Tony was in the stage lane with his car ready to go. He couldn't run anyway.
He was in the middle of the Western car. They weren't going to push him up and let him run at that particular time, but he was in the stage lane.
He was in the stage ready to go. The rest of you said y'all was on the trailer coming through the gate, right?
No, he was in the lanes ready to go, but couldn't his car go down the track at the time because it was something going on.
I know, but he's in the lane ready to go, and you on the trailer coming through the gate, right?
Yeah, it was probably 5 minutes when he was coming through the gate.
Even though he couldn't get to the front of the line, he was in the lanes ready to go. You weren't even in the lane. You was on the trailer coming to the track. So, according to what you got to understand, man,
he was in the lanes, but we was at the back. Like he said, we was at the back. We may have got skipped to the front, but it was something already going on at the track. But we couldn't have ran at 9 o'clock no count away. It was already having the event going on.
Well, I'm gonna say based on sound like your story changing again, but what I'm saying, whoever the DP man was, he's the final person to make that call. But based on what you just put out here on the air, my opinion that you wasn't in the lane ready to go and he was in the lane waiting on y'all. I'm just giving you my opinion based on where I heard it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, anybody else on this punk ass thing, win or lost, man, push the one button. How you say? Hey, Texas, one thing about Texas, I'm going to say this because people, I'm going to keep on saying until the shit change. The only way it's going to change is people in Texas be vocal and speak up. I think folks from the East Coast and other part of the country take Texas as a stepchild to the grudge game, and I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I hear them say we need to travel more. We have a lot of people in Texas that race. We have quite a few people that do travel, but the majority don't. The majority from other states don't either. It's always two or three of them from certain states that travel also. But I think that statement that BET made was a crack of shit because Texas do travel. Individuals may not travel as much. But don't say Texas, say that individual. But all in all, I think that we have to be more vocal in giving our input in the grudge game and our opinion and not just adopt the way one side of the country say that's the way it is and say that's the way it is. Guys, if you feel it to be different, put your opinion out there. Let your voice be heard. Make a difference in the game to where it be universal all over the country and not just one-sided. Push the one button, man. Do you like this? Fan the punk out of the win, or don't like fan the punk out of the win. Grudge race of the year gonna come up. Some of these guys got a lot of punk out paid to them. They going to the win column as it stands us off right now. Go ahead.
Well, Tracy, I did say who I was speaking on. I was speaking on Atticat. I did say who the hell I said we're gonna leave Texas.
Hey Tracy, I want to get my opinion on that.
Tracy,
go ahead. Come on with it.
Okay, listen, the way I see it, the punk out money was put up for all these people that go around whooping, hollering they're going to run this and they're going to run that, and you don't have your opponent showing up at the track, and then you don't show up, and you don't waste this man's time and money to show up, and there ain't no race. So, you know, I understand the punk out money as far as that goes, and I see that, you know, if the guy don't show up, he ain't in the lanes at a certain time or whatever, I agree that he can get that punk out money. But, you know, as far as considering it a win, now let's just take my Tree Man deal for an example. Okay? Me and Tree Man were there to race. We were both there the day before the race. You know, and we were both there ready to race. But I broke my transmission. Now, that doesn't mean Tree Man was better than me or faster than me. I couldn't make the call. So I paid the man his money and ain't got a problem doing that. We set up another time to race. And, you know, we're both looking forward to that race. But, I mean, if he wants to count that as a win, I'm not saying he does or he don't. I don't count that as a loss. I count that as, hey, I couldn't make the call. You know, I don't feel like he's better than me. So, I mean, that's my opinion on that. I mean, I was there. I paid, you know. I mean, the way I see it is, you know, if his car would have, let me put you like this. If Tree Man's car would have broke and couldn't have made the call, he paid me the punk out money, I wouldn't have considered that a win over Tree Man. I would have considered it, hey, look, you know, he paid for my time coming up here. We didn't get a race on, but we're going to do it again. And that's just how I look at it. But, I mean, that's my opinion on the subject. I don't think it can be no win or no loss if two cars didn't line up.
Okay, hey, Jack, hey, man, this was that. Put it out there, let it be heard. I mean, you got guys, you know, feeling a certain way. Hell, I done been in a situation when way out the damn Georgia, broke my car in the burnout box, never got to put a bug in it, but you heard all that goddamn year, I got my ass whooped by a ghost car and I never turned the light on. So, I mean, you're going to hear people talk about it, going to say it the way they believe it to be, because that's what it is. But what I'm saying, man, to be universal, we have to be more vocal out here and fix on what we feel and what we think about certain things. If we agree on it, fine. If we disagree on it, put the reason out why you disagree and try to bring some understanding to it. When we first started going to the East Coast, there was a big problem with the side back half cars with the Kim Smith front end that we consider back half cars. When we first started going to the East Coast, they said chassis cars. You know, it's now they adopt that and they understand that. And the funny thing about it, they'll come with a full goddamn chassis car with 6-inch frame and say, hey, it's backhand. So it's funny how that shit started to change once they started to adopt it. But until we start showing it to them and sticking to our guns, that's bullshit, that Kim Smith front end is a legal backhand here in Texas, they accept East Coast, they accept that. They know. Texas cars got different stuff, but they accept it. Anytime we come up against some of this grudge game, man, if we disagree with it for what Texas is concerned, we got to put out there why. We got to let our voice be heard, man. We got to use these radio shows to do so because trucking.
The biggest problem I see is you got a lot of Texas guys that just accept it.
Huh?
I said you got a lot of Texas guys that just accept it.
Put a bill there for me, he said you got.
They just accept it, you say?
Okay.
Yeah, they just accept whatever because they want to race. Now, out east, it seems like it's more about they're going to get their way or they're not going to race.
Yeah, Poppy, don't you always do me a favor? You know what I'm saying? Who Mike is that? Who is that? Hey,
you
who is that?
You want me to be chicken shit? I got a reason to be chicken shit.
hey, chicken shit. Hey, man, I'm going to be chicken shit. Mute that goddamn mic, chicken shit.
Okay, Jackie, I
understand what you're saying, Jackie. I mean, you know, you got some guys that just accept it, but that's what we got to change. Man, a change is going to come, and we're going to quit being treated like we some stepchild to the grudge game because we so far, we got the farthest state away than everybody. They don't go past Texas too far to race anybody. We saw the farthest away, but sometimes we be treated as a stepchild to the grudge game, like we don't know shit. Me, you know, I got a big-ass mouth, and I argue with any of them at any given time. More of us got to give our input. They ain't going to agree on it. Rock is one. He's pretty opinionated. He going to say here what he feels about it. DT is another. I don't know why that little rapper always think he East Coast, and his ass is right there in Mississippi. He really in the Midwest, which is a division that's really a part of Texas.
You need to evaluate that.
Hold on, BT. Let me tell it like it is. You know what I do? I'm going to tell it like it is. They come out with a division. We're in the Mid-Southwest division, okay? And that started around Tennessee, Mississippi, and all that back. But they got that big kingdom. They run out there and ride dick with goddamn East Coast like they from the East Coast. They don't give a damn about that division. So I have to keep it 100. BT,
if you want up, Tracy, if you was goddamn it doing anything other than goddamn it in Texas, then I'll be riding your dick if you pay me.
Hey,
You know what I do.
Hey, well, watch this, BT. If them motherfuckers pay me like they goddamn pay you to go film, I might can't make a goddamn trip. How about that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, then. Don't hate on BT, goddamn it.
Hey, BT, I'm not hating on you. I'm just saying you in Division 4. Division 4 is us.
I'm all right, goddamn, you in the goddamn style.
You know?
I'm
on the count. Your mic is open.
All right, let's go.
No,
hey, all right.
go ahead,
Marcus. Yeah, Trey, I just want to comment on that topic. Like Jackie said, punk outfit is just a punk outfit for people that's bullshitting and act like they're going to race and all that shit. That was a punk outfit. You ain't won shit. When you didn't get in them lights, you ain't did shit. You just didn't waste nobody's time because you had to pay that punk outfit. So a punk outfit is just what it say, a punk outfit. You know, you ain't won shit. You just didn't waste nobody's time. Like a lot of these guys, they always saying lock in shit. They pay out a punk outfit every time. So they, some of these guys, out, they new names ought to be called punk outfit because that's all they pay. Don't never rate. So
okay.
That punk outfit, just like Jackie said, just for showing up, you know, people not waste nobody's time, you know. That's what that is, man. So if somebody counted as a win, they full of bullshit because you ain't got in no light. So that's my opinion, man.
Okay,
I want to say something to the Arkansas boys. That's with that little weak ass blue truck. Tony Stark wants some action with his truck. I wonder why they won't again now.
Okay, they don't have who won after that. Who won after that? Arkansas
boys. Tony got some 28 go kart tires on that motherfucker. He ready to get on their ass and they skated.
Okay, Arkansas, y'all want
to answer that? Trace.
Go ahead.
Trace, they don't have to dress it. We already had the discussion. We went down there. They seen the truck. They already bowed down, so they don't want no parts of it. So they good with the truck. They can continue fighting with the dudes.
Okay.
You really want to have to because they talk shit like they so big and bad.
Tyrone, they can talk it because one nobody else here in Texas racing. We all ones in racing, but I give D&D hats off respect.
Them boy,
name somebody else besides our team that we're racing.
They be talking to me, Zeno, when y'all ain't listening.
Like I just told you, we done took the truck down there and had words with them. They agreed. They don't want no parts of the truck. So we stopped pushing the truck down and they can run the deuce. They will race. I ain't got no complaints about them. They get up there every chance they get.
Yeah, well, they keep getting their ass whooped. Arkansas, I know y'all heard that. Get out the bushes. Shit.
Boom. I ain't even calling out the bushes. Cause when they come to Texas, they get out the bushes.
Every time Arkansas done came to Texas, they race. Every time I done seen them anywhere, they do race. So
fuck a child just want somebody to goddamn argue with. Tell me to lay it down.
Yeah. I give them not long. There's a lot of cars here in Texas should be running that truck, but they will not get up there with that truck.
Yeah, they're scared of that. That go-kart tire and truck.
I mean, why talk bad about the guys? Why they want to run us then in the little truck? They already said they don't want to run the little truck, so we left that alone. Talk to some of the other guys there in Texas about getting up there to run them.
All right, you tell us that guy right, but he ain't trying to hear that shit. He want to argue.
Every time they come to Texas, they don't got but one person race.
Arkansas, he ain't going to ask you to raise. You can talk. Get your ass out the bush.
Every time they come to Texas, they looking for a race. Only person that will get up there with them is us. Talk to some of your other boys that you always talk about that run and get them up there with that truck. I guarantee that truck will not bag down.
BT.
Then why I talk bad about them or talk about why they won't run this up?
They're right. You tell them right.
They went to Arkansas. They ran us twice. We lost them twice. They came here. We done beat them twice here. They want to see our national
numbers. They were talking shit about the truck when they seen the truck make a pass in Arkansas in their backyard. They hid in the bushes.
I done talked to the man face to face. They said, we bow down to this truck. We respected that and left it alone.
You're talking about something that I don't have, man. I'm trying to stop you and say
you're
the
best. Look,
shut up, Crazy. You keep your big ties on, your willy bars on. I'm going to take them little ties with no willy bars, and I'll take the brakes on your monkey ass.
I know goddamn, hey, watch that. I know goddamn well you're going to have to take it, because goddamn show ain't going to get
you. Oh, you scared motherfucker.
You got what? You goddamn right. You guys, you damn show going to have to take it, because damn show not going to get it, Pete.
Now.
You can take your fucking
jack my
ass home with that
bullshit,
man.
God damn
me.
Man, why you
okay, playing with him, man? What that tough-ass etiquette? He was talking about getting him something, man. What that tough-ass etiquette?
Etiquette? I think etiquette dropped. I don't know. He might still be on it. He might have dropped.
Yeah, the bush.
Hey, hold on. Before we got off, I don't want nobody to say that I didn't kick it 100. There was some races went on this weekend, and I got to take my hats off. A win is a win. I don't want them to say I'm hating on them. I'm not giving them credit on the radio show. My hats go off to Nightmare. They went out there and got them a good, victorious win this weekend against the Texas V. So, hey, them boys, hats off to you. I think y'all 10-2. You're doing your thing. If you got something you want to say to the fans, push the one button and let them know. They got them a big win this weekend, so. I want to make sure that I recognize it when I hear about it. So, Slim, Smooth, any one of y'all want to say anything about it? You can tell the fans. What you want?
Nightmare waiting on Rambo ass again.
But this is up. I ain't fucking with Nightmare. So, Nightmare, keep on waiting. I can't whoop Nightmare.
Wait a second, you're right.
The time too big?
Go ahead. Hey, Trey, how y'all doing? I just want to voice my opinion on that, man. You understand me? I hear what y'all saying, and that's all sound good, man. That's a good thing. But at the end of the day, man, if you don't cut no light on, man, you don't go down that track, man, you can't count that as a win, man. That's just my opinion on that, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just all I got to say.
Nightmare is on their game plan now. Some bitches cutting Creed out, and they taking that bitch out too. They want your ass again, cowboy.
They want to cut some more your ass.
Let them get your ass, but they ain't fucking with me. Cause I ain't gonna run. You won't see that race.
Cowboy, I ain't worried about that bronze in your goddamn mouth. Get that bronze metal out your mouth, motherfucker.
You need one of yours, you monkey.
Cowboy, hey, bro, I can't get out with you today, bro. I'm going to let you make it today, cowboy, I ain't going to bother you today.
I'm going to make it in a goddamn high. You can't stop me, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I can stop you if I didn't want to now. Don't say what I can't do to your old round leg.
You ain't no boy. You just ugly here.
Cowboy, I go down on your motherfucking ass, though.
I go down on yours, too.
Well, we'll just go down on each other. May the best man win, but I think I'm going to be better than you.
Look at me, walk back, you bitch.
All right, man, we coming up on that hour, man. If anybody got a lock in, they want to do for the weekend, the upcoming race, man, you can stick it out there. If you want to do it, you can push one and stick it out there. But other than that, man, the show that's coming up this weekend, man.
Pipeline juggernaut.
Who was that? That must have been somebody in the background, so.
Yeah, we ain't got another. We're trying to see what that truck want to do with Jeff.
Who?
Which
truck you talking about?
The field.
That pipeline truck.
Talking all that shit. What
he
y'all gonna do with
y'all?
Monkey
Town, who you talking about, Monkey Town?
He calling Pizza Pirates. What do you want to do with jail?
Monkey Town, who you talking about?
I'm talking about pipeline then.
What do you want to do with jail, boo?
Yeah, we don't hide.
Yeah.
No, man, you know they ain't want none of that trouble down there.
Go ahead.
D&D, let's see if y'all get in touch with Malcolm Storrs to make sure they still come. We want to sell this little G-Body for you with that Grand Prix they got.
Who was that now?
It's Lorenzo out of Pretty World over Pretty Tunnel. We want to see if Malcolm Storrs is still coming this week and go walk on some of that G-Body.
Hey,
man, here
we all Yeah, I don't know who else. Anybody else at Kennedale this weekend? Know somebody else that won and want to put it out there, give him credit for it. Somebody's in the wind. Mute your mic. Okay, somebody got a raise. Somebody close to the internet. I hear it back to you. Trying to get one of the Arkansas boys on the line for a race for Lorenzo now.
Hey, Malcolm out here.
What's
okay,
going on,
Lorenzo?
Yes,
what's happening?
Trying to see if you're going to make it to Arkansas this weekend. You have other plans or something? Hello?
Somebody on? Arkansas, he on there? Arkansas.
Yeah, he on
there. Right here.
Hey, Malcolm, how's it going? This is Lorenzo.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
I just see if you're going to make it to Arkansas this weekend. We'll go and sell this OG by the food.
The law willing and the creek don't rise, somebody is in a lot of trouble.
Sound like you got your race up, sir.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah, hey, what are we looking for?
That's what's up.
Yeah, what about the Blue Grand Prix? Is it coming to you? You bringing yours?
We had no testing with that blue car yet. We just put the motor
okay.
in it.
Okay.
What was it? Sunday. Started it up basically Monday. So we hadn't really got a chance to do no testing with it.
Okay.
I can't say that the car won't make the trip, but I ain't inclined to lock no race in with it yet because we know what it's supposed to do, but we don't know if it's going to do that.
Okay, no problem. Well, like I said, you know, our plan is a bit, just like you said, the rivers don't overflow, we're big early. Like you said, you ain't got to look for no racer. We're going to be looking for you.
Well, that'd be fine. I guarantee you, you know, you might have one or two come over there looking. Goddamn, after I get you shaking fast, y'all going to shame.
No, I don't think so. One thing about us, we come to fight. We lose. You can count on chopping and tapping on your shoulder getting on again the same night.
Well, that'd be fine. I mean, I like pain free.
All right. I guess we got the talking part down. We're going to do the rest of the life.
Like I said, I like pain free. That'd be fine with me. Keep them coming.
All right.
Good rate, good rate.
Okay.
All right,
man. All right. If ain't nobody, got nothing, if I have got something to say, I want to announce the race when we get out of here, man. Push the one button now. If not, man, you know, hey, we're going to do final call, man, and we're going to get out of here for the night. So you got to, if you got to, got something you want to say before we go, push the one button and let it be dead. You got to lock in, you got to call out or whatever.
Change the nightmare to hit the one button tonight?
Nightmare them down here. I seen Cliff. I know I seen Cliff. I see Slick. Hold on.
Get your drunk ass out that bucket, boy. Hit the one button.
Hold on. I think I seen Cliff. Hold on. Cliff. 214-9098. Cliff.
Come out that bucket, boy.
Okay, I seen Cliff, and I think I seen Slick.
I know Smooth on that motherfucker.
Smooth. I don't know if I seen Smooth.
Hit the 880.
Uh-huh.
Hey, B,
hey, B, hey, B, 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 B,
Hey,
Slick,
what's up?
Hey,
let me ask
you, what BET
is?
I'm
Slick.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
I'm a pretty Tony fan, ain't you, BET?
No, I'm a Grand Racer fan.
Okay.
What's up,
BT? I was gonna get a personal bet in with you that I gap his ass.
No, right. I really want you to do. I want you to fuck out of cat up. Can you do that?
Somebody down there for us?
I like when you fuck them up.
Now that's my boy, man. That's my boy. I gotta get his other.
Oh,
I gotta get his partner,
damn,
man.
Oh,
I'm getting Harris. BT.
BT.
I'm racing Harris, man. I'm racing Harris. I'm already racing kid. I'm not a racing kid. I'm a racing partner, Harris, man. Me and Kid already did out there.
Oh my God. Thank you. All right, I'm
on.
Talking about
move on, sister.
King B, you're my.
I get him fucked up. You boy, I get him fucked up.
All you think about it.
Go ahead, King B.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there in Arkansas, and I'm going to be looking for some problems.
Who is that?
King B.
B.
That King B is, goddamn it. Goddamn King B. King B.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
King B, you trying to go, King B?
That way.
That is Oak Girl.
Yeah, you better, boy, you better act like you know it. You better act like you know it.
Keep me. When you go to Alicat ass, are y'all friends too?
I ain't friend with nobody.
Oh,
shit. Alicat already tried to jump on me. I really got some people around here in Texas. I'm in my own city. I want to jump on, but. If I got to jump on Advocate, man, he a little rough, but if I got to.
Hey, King B, I need him fucked up.
You need Advocate fucked up?
I need Advocate fucked up. I don't like the way he talk to me.
You ain't got nobody from upstate I can fuck up?
Well, I do, but I ain't got no confirmation on them. I'm in the works now. You know, we're going to tune into my show tomorrow. We're going to tune into my show tomorrow, and I'll get a confirmation on if they're coming or not.
Yeah, y'all be complaining. I don't want y'all to start complaining about no big tires and Willy bars and all that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know how you sit. Huh?
PG.
Yeah.
What we need from Alicat? What do we need from Alicat?
Who is this?
Prime Time. Rambo.
Oh, Rambo needs
1-1. 1-1 on the break. You can...
Nah, we kick his ass 1-1.
Well, we'll kick that for me. You get him fucked up then.
Nah, you get him 1-1, we'll fuck him up.
Well, he already fucked up then. Tell him we'll take
it. Where Alicat ass at, Trace?
Hold on. If Alicat on, and I would have to call him. If he ain't on, I think he dropped. We can get him back on that quick.
Rambo is back.
Yeah, he probably gone in the bushes now. He know that I'm goddamn going to get him fucked
and
up.
And we just put the motor back in there now. We don't know what the big one do. We just put the motor back in there. But we'll take one.
We'll try to get a confirmation on the guy that's supposed to be coming tomorrow. But I like it, King B. Don't take it personal.
No, I ain't taking nothing personal. I'll be waiting on you.
Okay. Okay, anybody else out there, hit the button button if you try to get fucked up. DVT to get you fucked up. Hit the one
button. Yeah, he...
Tracy, you bring your car, Tracy?
I ain't got it together. Won't be ready next week, BT, but don't worry. You'll see me.
And I had no pressure.
Cowboy, don't say that shit, Cowboy. I'll fuck y'all up with that motherfucker. Okay, when I get it, Cowboy, when I get it, I'm going to call you.
You get that ass no pressure.
You, Cowboy, you told that goddamn man you don't give a damn what kind of tires he got.
You got one on with all pressure. I took the brake from that big time motherfucker you got.
Yeah, I already told you how you gonna get the brake. You damn sure gonna have to make it.
PG, now, PG, you don't have to put rage, PG. This man got a pro mod, I'm taking the brake from it.
I don't got no damn pro mod, man.
BG,
hey, you know, now, Cowboy,
Man, now, tell what, now, you know, no, you know, no pro mod. Look, you know when Tracy had a pro mod, when Tracy had a pro mod, he called her a goddamn G body. So, you know, he ain't gonna tell the truth.
Hey, you know that's what they are.
I promise I won't bring it down.
What did you say? I cannot say what you said.
I promise you I will not bring you down. Let me lead the race.
You don't have to promise nothing. So if you leave it, you have to take it off the tree.
If I leave it, I bet you I cut that W on.
Well, guess what? If you get your ass up there and we lock it up, head the fuck up, and you goddamn take it off the tree, that'd be the only goddamn lead you're going to get.
Tracy, that's pitiful, man. You can't get a look at with no will of
I wouldn't give a damn cowboy. You just told this goddamn man you didn't give a damn what kind of time he got. Now you call me and try to pick me up off. You know how I sit. You shouldn't say shit to me. When you say something to me, I said no. Cowboy, when I say no, cowboy. When I say no, you're supposed to move on.
You're supposed to move on, cowboy.
Cowboy.
I can't hear you, cowboy.
Come on, brother. Come on. Cowboy, somebody get cowboy out that goddamn thing, man. I can't hear him, man.
Hey, no
one over there. Get him out that goddamn thing.
Tell him what I said. I'm going to bring the yellow Camaro. Bumblebee. He got to pay for that.
Oh, now you want to bring a goddamn FOMO for a backhand car.
No, that's what it is. Now we got the yellow Bumblebee. That's a backhand here. He ran Birdman. Birdman was a backhand.
That's a goddamn pro-mar top sports. Get the hell out of here, man. What's wrong with you? You think I didn't look at that car? Hey, cowboy, I don't have that, sir.
Okay, we don't have the car you got, but hell, you are wrong.
Hey, watch this, cowboy. I bet your goddamn cowboy don't get to the coffee now, goddammit. Don't you got a backhand car, right?
No, I got a G-body.
You got a what?
A G-body.
Okay, I got a note. Now what?
Okay, I got a Camaro. Now what? You want to run that?
Okay, I get a Camaro. You want to run that? Throw that bullshit with me.
I don't want you to walk. I tell you what I do. I do you a better deal. I run your head up with a Rambo and come around and run your head up with the Bumblebee.
I can't understand you, man. Get out that damn thing, man. What are you saying?
He said he'll run your head up with Rambo and then turn around and run your head up with Bumblebee.
The Bumblebee is a pro Martial sportsman. I'm a back-ass car, just like Rambo is. Rambo is a back-ass car.
Rambo got 20 knives on.
I wouldn't give a goddamn. Right. He just told that man he didn't give a damn what size tie he got, didn't he? I'm a damn good listener.
I tell you what you do, Crazy. You put 20 knives on your car. I get you the fucking back tie.
I tell you what you do. I'm going to put my ass in the seat and get your head up.
On your back-hand car, you put 20 knives on it. You got the fucking back tie.
Now watch this, cowboy. You get your ass up there, you got a race.
I put on mine.
The Bumblebee. Put your big tires on your goddamn G-body and fuck me up. The Bumblebee is a pro-mod, man. I don't have a pro-mod car, man.
Well,
cowboy,
I got a Nova background. You got a regal background.
You come out better having a talk show.
Hey, wait a minute, watch this. You always make a statement. You don't give a damn them boy from Texas. Keep your big ties and your Willie Boy. I'm keeping mine. What the fuck y'all want to do with Rambo? What the hell you want to do with Rambo? You say keep your big ties and Willie Boy. You got Rambo. What the hell you want to do with it?
With you, I give you the back tie. You put 29s on.
Hey, listen, I'm not putting a goddamn thing with my ass in the seat.
Now
we're trading.
Now we got a big tie car. We'll run you with.
Hey, but you got Rambo.
I'm not
going to
run you with Rambo.
You know, fuck it. Well, get on down the goddamn street, then. Get on down the street. Do it.
I can't run you. I might run you across the fucking trailer with Rambo here to fuck up.
You won't run me no straight off no motherfucking trailer, cause I'm not running straight off the goddamn trailer. You're coming in with that goddamn. Hey, let me say something to you, bro. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna run the way I'm gonna run it. Bitch, you can run that mother. You got to tell me that's what you gonna do.
Wherever you're going to do your grudge racing, man. Hey, have fun, be safe, and do what you do.
and look forward to the next up and coming events coming this month. Big Sleepy got one going on down at Temple. So, hey, man, so that's what the race is. I know that's probably close to this area this month. So, man, go ahead and do what you do. Hey, let's go ahead and do the final comment, Sharon. We're going to get out of here for the night.
Nightmare, final comment.
Good show, good show.
Funky Town, final comment.
Good show.
HD, final comment. DJ Madhouse, final comment. Danny Boy, final comment.
Yeah, good show, man. Let's just keep the grudge, man, and spend more time talking about locking in rather than all the personal issues. Good show.
BT, final comment.
All right, y'all, come on out this weekend, man. We'll be down there in Prescott, Arkansas. I'd love to see y'all Texas boys out there, man. Like I said, we're gonna make it happen, man. We're going to keep it good. We're going to get off a whole lot of them. Because we'll be out there to goddamn get you what you don't see. I have somebody there. Believe me, you. I'll get you fucked up, boy.
Cowboy, final comment. He may not be there anymore. King B, final comment.
Y'all just keep it crazy, man. I'm gonna be living for a little race down there in Arkansas, y'all.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, great show. Shake them haters off. Shake them haters off.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, good show, Tracy. Good show. I got a heads-up race this Saturday at PIR.
Good luck to you, man. Good luck. Do your thing, man.
Yep, I'll be the only brother racing in it. Maybe two of us.
Hey, we ain't losing, though. We ain't no trouble.
I'm going to try to hang in there, man. I'm going to try to hang in there and get it this time because that last one we had, my nitrous didn't come on. I talked with Ernie and got it all working right, though, now.
All right. Okay.
On you, Tracy.
Hey, good show, man. Keep it good. Let's do what we do. Guys, go out, have fun, be safe. And let's just keep this grudge gang going around the country, man. Until next time, man, tune into the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show. If you got a topic for me or something you want to bring up, give me a call, man. We'll put it on the horn and put it out there. Until next time, man, everybody be safe. Good night, everybody.